Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Robin, a very good morning. Thanks for speaking to us. How are you doing?
Thank you, Howard. I'm doing fine. And yourself this morning?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Well, I think our listeners...
Are you feeling stressed, Howard?
Well, you know, I'm trying not to, but my listeners aren't helping, Robin.
Why are they not helping, Howard?
I don't know. I feel like they're starting with me, and that forces me to start right back, and then we get into this vicious cycle, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Robin, there's no doubt that all of us are functioning at a much higher level of stress and anxiety. I see it with myself. I see it in my family, my kids, work colleagues. It's everywhere. What have you observed?
Okay, let me start. I think a good way to start this discussion, Marty Howard, is by giving you a definition of stress.
Okay.
Because we all bandy this word around stress. I say stress and my heart beats the word and my heart starts to race.
100%.
And I say radio show. And then I feel more stressed.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, but really, Hans Seeley was the person who first defined stress, and he defined it as the body's non-specific response to a demand placed on it. So
right.
This, I think, begins to start to answer your question. At the moment, I think all of us are feeling, especially those of us who've just for Pesach and are getting ready for another Yontif, and other families are getting ready for Easter, that there are demands being placed on us, okay?
Right.
The demands assail us, and our bodies have a reaction to these demands that are placed on us. They can be physical, psychological, and mental. But I have to stop here a moment, Howard, and tell you that there are actually two kinds of stress. And the stress I think would be great to talk to about today is called good stress or used stress.
Right.
You see, because stress in the right proportion is like a spice. It enhances the flavor of the dish. Too little produces a bland, dull meal, just like eating matzah, and you feel you can choke on it on its own, you see. Or otherwise, too much gives you, you know what, indigestion.
Right.
But if you be not held down for your jam, then you are, I heard sort of a good one for you the other last night. I was thinking of grab them, hash line, nab them, grab them, jab them. and that's what we do with us, even take them to the doctor for a vaccination. We have to chase them around. We've got to catch them. We've got to literally hold them down. And then they've got to get the jab. And that's how it just works, Howard. That's how it works.
Right.
But that's stressful for the mommy as well.
Yes.
You know, the mommy is feeling stressed. She's cried 2 days that she's got to take a little bubble up for this jab.
Right.
She's feeling sad for the baby that they got the jab. But she goes and does it because it's just the right thing to do.
Right.
Anyway, let's talk a little bit more about, so the good stress is called eustress. The bad stress is called distress. Stress is a highly unpleasant, as we know, even debilitating emotion.
Right.
This is what's coming through on the line. That can make us feel like life is getting and things are getting too much for us. The world is stacking us up against us, and we feel we can't cope. Okay.
So do we all function at different levels? I mean, I know that I like to function at a higher level of stress than other people.
Sometimes stress is energizing, Howard.
I find stress energizing, yes.
Yeah, stress can be energizing, and it can enhance our performance. So the benefits of stress, let's just talk about that this way a bit, and that's what I try to do with clients to call in with stress. It's motivating, okay? And that's how it can be for you, what competition with the helicopter in the sky. Stress is motivating. It's positive in that it can motivate us at times, and is probably why we develop stress in the first place. If you're stressed, then you go about trying to rectify the problem, and you go about trying to prepare, plan, and solve the problem. So that's the first benefit of stress. The second benefit is it's actually a cognitive enhancer, and this might be what you're saying, you function better under stress. Stress actually boosts several aspects of our mental prowess and so helps us in our professional and academic capacities. Stress also helps our brain to focus, believe it or not. Stress develops to help us also to react to potential dangerous situations, you know, when you envisage this man coming to grab you for your jab. You know, we can run.
The
other thing that stress studies have shown is it helps increase memory and recall. So a little stress while revising for an exam for a student or anybody the next day is actually good for them. And it's supposed to be the result of higher levels of cortisone, which are released into the brain. And in moderation, it enhances the functioning of the hippocampus of the brain.
So there's a certain amount. So all of that is the good stress. Now, let's assume, because we don't have, unfortunately, a lot of time, but assuming now it's gone too high, there's too much cortisol.
Now this is where the danger comes in, Howard. This is what you're talking about. When stress is short-term for a reasonably, and it's also physically enhancing, just to complete the rest of the topic, okay, you'll see the athletes performing at top level, and there is, of course, there's a bit of stress there. But when it carries on for too long a period, okay, then it becomes bad or dangerous stress, and if left unchecked, can lead to even burnout, okay, and fatigue. So I don't know if this is what you're referring to, and this is called distress. It's a harmful stress where it's continued. You've been able to perform initially. You were a little bit bored. You then performed optimally, which was your eustress level. That then carries on, and there's more stress and more stress, and another thing thrown at you, and another thing happens, and then something else happens, and then the car breaks down, and then it's even, I don't know what, you spill the milk. And
then, it's just one thing too much. And that's what we see, is we see people reacting. It's so interesting to say, to the way in which you've put it. We see people reacting to the milk, and you look at them and like, what? Why are you reacting this way? It's just milk.
Yeah, they stop seeing it as milk, Howard, because they're in a state already where they are feeling fatigued, they're exhausted, their health is already being compromised, and I know you've got to be very careful about that.
Right.
And then they start to suffer breakdown and burnout.
So interesting.
And a lot of people are in that category, and it seems like almost contradictory, which is a subject I'd like to explore another time with you, is why, even when we're in lockdown and supposedly nothing's happening, how can we reach this level of almost burnout, you know? Because we're not really, I think we're juggling too many balls. I think that's what it is. And now, like, here comes the second part of Yontif. And
there's more to do, and there's all, you've got to be organized.
We keep the hotline running, we've got to put in somewhere, you want to pay for shopping again. It just feels as though it all gets too much for people. And I'll tell you where they get into long-term stress responses, which can be harmful and have harmful side effects, because I'll tell you what it does. Makes your blood pressure, actually your blood volume higher, increases your blood pressure. Okay, so that's why it's actually happening physiologically in your body as well as being mental. It's processing proteins and fat to glucose. You'll have higher blood sugar levels. Your immune system will get suppressed. It can cause cardiovascular disease.
Unfortunately, Robin, I've only got 1 minute left. They're signaling me from the control booth. What do we do? What do we do to try and reduce that level?
I've got like some wonderful exercises that I do, and I suggest for people that are fabulous. First of all, in 1 minute, you can go to your favorite restful place in your mind. You know, everyone's got a favorite spot. You conjure it up. You make it as graphic as possible in your mind. If it's the beach and the waves and they're crashing against the rocks, and you see it and you go there. So you leave your place where you are in your mind by doing this visualization, and you go to the sea. Another one I love is going to like the mountains and just watching those elegant mountains and then just breathing. Breath work helps. Another thing that helps is leading an active social life, regular exercise, sleep. Adequate sleep is very important. Also a healthy diet, and mental stimulation, and also having purpose. Doing something nice for someone else.
Right.
Instead of criticizing someone else every day, just do something nice for someone else.
Absolutely.
And you'll see how that changes your state of being and enhances your state of being.
Robin Selker, thank you. Just give us the Chai FM helpline if it's all too much.
Sure,
what do we do?
Pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
You can contact us 24/7 on 0800-242436. We're there for you. Enjoy the rest of your Easter.
Thanks, Robin.
Enjoy Easter and don't get too stressed, Howard, about anything, okay?
Thanks, Robin. Absolutely awesome.